Question for this morning is with regard to Kiddush on Yom Tov evening, as far as the Bracha of Shachrianu is concerned. Because many women generally have the custom, perhaps most women, have the custom when they light candles on Yom Tov evening to say the Bracha of Shachrianu and light the candles. The question that's then raised is the following. When it comes time for Kiddush, and the person making the Kiddush says Shachrianu during Kiddush, because he hasn't heard Shachrianu yet, he hasn't said Shachrianu yet, is the woman who has already said Shachrianu allowed to answer Amen to the Shachrianu during Kiddush? On the one hand, she was already Yotzei Shachrianu herself, because she said Shachrianu when she lit candles. If she now answers Amen to Shachrianu during Kiddush, maybe for her that's a hefzik. Why? Because the bracha of Bar Pergafen was recited in Kiddush. Then comes the bracha of Shachrianu, before anyone drinks anything. So if you haven't heard Shachrianu yet, like the guy making Kiddush himself, so he has to say Shachrianu for the Yom Tov. For him, it's part of the Kiddush. But for the woman who's already said Shachrianu during Havlakas Neirus, so for her to answer Amen to the Shachrianu might be a hefsek, because no one has had any of the wine to drink yet. She's answering a presumably unnecessary Amen to a bracha in between the Bar Pergafen and the drinking of the wine. So maybe that would be a problem for a woman to answer Amen to that Shachrianu. And in fact, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa writes that he thinks that it's appropriate for a woman who has said Shachrianu during Lich Benshin not to answer Amen to the Shachrianu during Kiddush, because it might pose a hefsek problem for her. Rav Moshe as a tshuva addresses this issue in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Aleph, where he says that our minhag is that the women say Shachrianu on Yom Tov when they light candles. When it comes time for Kiddush, he says, it's Pashut Ladina, no suffix, that she is allowed to answer Shachrianu, Amen to the Shachrianu during Kiddush. Why? He says, for hundreds of years, women have said Shachrianu when they light candles. And if there was a concern with them answering Amen to the Shachrianu during Kiddush, you would have thought someone would have objected to their practice of saying Shachrianu during candlelighting. And even if, Rav Moshe writes, even if you tell me that no, let them say Shachrianu when they light candles, but don't answer Amen to Shachrianu during Kiddush, even that, he says, would be inappropriate. Because there's a halacha in Simen Resh Tes Vav and Hilchos Brachos that when one hears a bracha recited by somebody else, even if you're not being yotzei the bracha, you have a chiv, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, to answer Amen. If you hear another Jew reciting a bracha, even though you're not being yotzei that bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have a chiv to say Amen. So Moshe says, even if you're going to tell me that there is a requirement for the woman not to say Amen during the Kiddush to the bracha of Shachrianu, if she already recited Shachrianu during Lich Benshin, then we shouldn't have instituted this minog to have her say Shachrianu at Lich Benshin, because it would be inappropriate for her to hear someone else reciting a bracha of Shachrianu and not to say Amen. So the fact, says Rav Moshe, that we have this minhag for hundreds of years, that women say Shachrianu at Lich Benshin, is a clear indication there's no problem with them during Kiddush answering Amen to the Shachrianu of Kiddush. The question then is, why not? Why should that not be a hefsek for a woman who's already been yotzei Shachrianu to answer Amen to Shachrianu during Kiddush? It's between the bar, well, it's between the bar priagafen and the drinking. Because she's being yotze, though. She's being yotze with the Mekadesh. So if she's being yotze with the Mekadesh, the same way she can't talk during Kiddush because she has to be yotze with his bracha, right, then she should perhaps not be allowed to answer Amen to Shachrianu either. Even though she doesn't need to drink, but he has to drink, right? The person making the bracha has to drink.
So it's still part of his bracha.
It's still part of his bracha.
So that's
the track that he's going to take now. And he compares this to an interesting Raman Hilchos Brachos. Raman Hilchos Brachos says the following. Let's take a classic case. Shabbos morning, you're sitting at the table. And the Baal Bais makes Hamotzi, and everyone else is listening in. Right, so everyone knows you don't talk when the Baal Bais is saying Hamotzi. You're not supposed to talk until what point? Until after you take a bite of your challah. So the Raman has a Chiddush in Hilchos Brachos where he says that B'di'evid, if somebody spoke even before he took a bite of his challah, as long as it was after the Mevarech took a bite of his challah, you don't have to, you're yotzei the bracha, you're yotzei. How could that be? I am being yotzei his emotzi, and I didn't eat yet, so how is it possible that my speaking is not a hefsek after the hamotzi before I've eaten? So Moshe, you see from the Ramah, that he assumes like the Rishonim who hold, that since you're being yotzeh with the mevarech, and the mevarech himself already took a bite of his challah, so already you're yotzeh, even though you yourself did not eat yet. What does that indicate? That indicates that when you're being yotzeh with his bracha, so you're batel to him, in a sense. You're dependent on him. So too, Moshe suggests that with regard to this shayla as well, since, like you said, for the Mekadesh, it's part of his Kiddush, he has to say the Shachiyanu, because he wasn't Yotze Shachiyanu yet. So as far as he's concerned, it's considered part of his Kiddush. So then for the woman as well, even though she herself personally said Shachiyanu already, but for her, that bracha of Shachiyanu is not considered a Hefzik either, because it's critical for the Mekadesh to have that bracha. It's part of his Kiddush, and since she's being Yotze with him, it's not a Hefzik for her either. And he concludes with a beautiful raya. He says, think about Sukkos. What happens on Sukkos? Sukkos, we all know, aside from the Shachiyanu, there's also Leisha B'Sukkah Bracha. That's part of the Kiddush. And also, it's recited in between the Bor Pri HaGofen and the drinking. So Moshe says, 1 second. Every woman is not Chayev in Sukkah because it's a mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. And according to some Rishonim, the Rambam most notably, women are not even allowed to say a bracha on a mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, even if they wanted to. Which means, according to the Rambam, a woman is not allowed to say Leishev B'Sukkah if she wants to be Mevarech as an option to sit in the Sukkah. And yet, no one ever said that according to the Rambam, the Leishev B'Sukkah in Kiddush is a hefzik for her if she's listening to someone else say Kiddush and say Leishev B'Sukkah. No one ever said they can't answer Amen to Leishev B'Sukkah. Apparently, says you see, that since for the person making the Kiddush it's critical, and Leishev B'Sukkah for him is considered part of his Kiddush, so even for those who are not chayiv in it, it's not considered a hefzik. But Moshe says further, how about a guy, a man, who was sitting in the sukkah all morning? He said his leishev b'sukkah hours ago. Hasn't left the sukkah since. He's not chayiv in leishev b'sukkah again. For him also, it's not a hefzik from to hear the Mekadesh now saying leishev b'sukkah and answering amen. So it says, Akarchuk, you see that when there is a bracha that is required by the Mekadesh as part of his Seder HaKiddush, it's not a hefzik even for a woman who's listening, who's not chayiv in that bracha, to answer amen to that bracha. And for that reason, Moshe paskins that woman, Yom Tif night, who made Shachiyanu during Halakas Neiros, which again is not obligatory to do at that time, but that's the minhag, she did it then anyways. Therefore, when she then hears Kiddush later on, although she's not chayv in the Shachiyanu because she already said it herself beforehand, she still is allowed to answer Amen, and presumably even supposed to answer Amen to this bracha of Shachiyanu recited by the Mekadesh.
So in the absence of a minhag to say it by Halakas Neiros, is it better just to wait for her husband or whoever, you know?
If there was no minhag to say by Halakas Neiros, then she could be yotzeh with her husband at Kiddush. But Moshe says the minhag in, you know, our minhag is that the ish is mehorechas zman biyomtiv, that she makes Shachiyanu at Shas Halakas Neiros by Luch Benshin. The Mishnah also quotes from Yaakov Emden, who writes that his wife had this minhag, and initially he thought to object, but he decided, she must have seen this in her parents' house, and it's fine, I'm not going to object, to leave it as is. That seems to be the popular minhag. We say Shachina by Halakas Neiros. So if that's the case, Moshe says there's no need to worry about answering Amen. You can answer Amen to the Shachina during Kiddush.